Foz sat in the main stand here at Osdell. A tough day on the field, a 46-0 defeat. Just get your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, it was just one of those days, wasn't it, mate? It's a tough day at the office against a classy outfit, and you know, we knew we needed to be at our best to even match Bradford, and you know, obviously we were miles away from it. I thought second half we felt our way back into the game. I thought we had a little bit of good ball, but yeah, it was just one of those games, mate. You know, we've not had a day like that since probably Doncaster, second game of the year. And you know, when you come off six straight wins, confidence is flying. But yeah, those weeks are going to come, mate. It's how you react from it, and obviously we've got Oldham, and you know, if we want to stay in them playoff places, it's a must-win game now. You can't go back-to-back defeats if you want to be in the top five. So yeah, big week from us. We've got to brush ourselves off, and you know, we can't dwell on this too much.
It was always going to be a difficult game. Obviously, like you say, the Bulls in a classy outfit. We're saying what a difficult game it was up at the Rectory, but to be 46-0, is that a fair reflection, do you think?
Yeah. I thought. Choose my words carefully. I thought. The ref let them slow it down in the first half, and you know, we didn't have any real good ball, but we did get a bit of fluency in the second half. And I just thought every time we built ourselves into the game, a very tough decision went against us. And when you invite Bradford into good ball off back-to-back errors or back-to-back penalties, you do get burnt for it, and that's exactly what happened today.
Two debutants on the bench, Jordan Thompson and Jordan Herve, both come on and played their part. How do you think they went?
But I thought both of them were brilliant. They both just slotted in, and that's all you want them to do. Obviously, Tom Posh got a lot of minutes, and I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was probably our best forward. I thought the enthusiasm he brought, the way he ran the ball, the way he defended, he looked a battered body at the end, and you know, I think he's going to have a real bright future for us.
And a word on Jordan Hervey, come on and slotted in on the wing.
Yeah, he's probably naturally a centre, so. You know, to come on the wing in a game of that pace, that speed, 60 minutes into it, he just, like you say, he slotted in. He was absolutely fine. You know, good on him, and hopefully we'll see more of him in a Whitehaven shirt.
There seem to be a few injuries out there today. There seem to be a few lads limp off and holding arms. And what can you talk us about there?
Yeah, Stu Howarth obviously come off. He didn't want to come off, but we dragged him off. You know, it's potentially a suspected broken arm, but it could just be a bad bang. So you know, stuff like that, you can't really comment too soon on it. And people are playing battered, mate. Simple as that. And when you have that small squad for so long, you know, it takes its toll after a certain while. So yeah, we'll keep going, mate. There's only what 7-8 games left, and you know, we strap ourselves up and we go again.
Just quickly looking forward to next week. It's going to be a difficult one going down to Oldham. Beat us at the record early in the season, so looking to avenge that.
Yeah, well, obviously, I think it was first game of the season, wasn't it? And you know, Oldham probably wasn't at the best that day. We certainly wasn't, and it's going to be a total different ball game this week on obviously the 3G in nice conditions. So yeah, it's, you know, we'll do our work on Oldham in the week, and you know, we'll see if we can come up with something that'll obviously get the 2 points.
Hard lines to them, mate. We'll look for next week.
Thank you, mate.